Harbour Hustle, where we dig under the surface of companies that serve Harbour District and the surrounding towns and villages to find out more about the people behind the company. Are you ready? Let the story begin. Hello, I'm your podcast host, Martin Robson. Special thanks to our sponsors, Roman Britain Websites. Harbour Hustle proudly sponsors local charities. Check us out on marketharbourbiznetwork.co.uk/podcast, where you can find a transcript of today's podcast, all the links that are mentioned, posts that you can share on social media to spread the word, and everything you need to know if you'd like to help our local charities find out more about our lovely sponsors. Welcome to this episode of Harbour Hustle, where I am delighted to be chatting with Daniel from Polarity Theatre. Daniel, hi.
Hi, Martin. Nice to be here.
Fantastic. Really pleased that you've come on. So kick straight off into it. The first question really is just to kind of, in case anybody doesn't know, you can't imagine that's the case, but just in case, is to tell us a little bit about about yourself, what you do, kind of the nutshell version, because we're going to dive deeper in as we go on. So a little bit about who you are, where do you live, what do you do for fun besides your job?
Oh, so my name is Daniel. I run Polarity Theatre, although maybe I should have said earlier, we've changed our name to Polarity Filming now to reflect more what we do. And I do this with three other colleagues of mine. I now live in Market Harbour itself. I'm originally from Wigston. And in my spare time, I coach football with young people at Kidworth Town FC.
Excellent. Oh, I'm a big football fan myself. Glad to hear that. Do you have a more famous town than Kidworth that you also support?
Well, I support Manchester United. I must apologise for.
You should. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the shortest podcast ever in the series here. As we now say goodbye today. Fair enough. I'm an AFC Bournemouth fan for my sins. So,
oh dear.
There you go. I'm very happy about that. Anyway, perhaps we should get back to the business stuff.
Yeah, there is.
Tell us a little bit. What was the name change for?
So, basically, because obviously before COVID, I did used to do quite a lot of theatre shows. We've performed at Market Harbour Theatre itself in the past. And it was one of the things that we were like really passionate about. We then, after COVID, because of difficulties with theatre, moved into short film, found that we loved doing short film more, started the videography business originally to fund the short films, and then realised actually we'd quite like this to be our actual job, so we moved it from Polarity Theatre to Polarity Filming to reflect more what we're doing these days.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah, interesting. You mentioned we several times, so who else is involved in this?
So there's my friends, Liam, Nathan and Michael, and we all work together to do the various bits within it. So three of us specifically do the videography side, that for myself. Friend Liam, he does mostly the filming and the editing. I help with the filming. And Nathan, he is our in-house composer. Michael Moore does the creative side of things and helps with the short films and the stories that we write and stuff like that.
Oh, fantastic. You've got it all covered. That's great. So tell me something, Daniel. Is there something that people don't think about enough when they're dealing with media companies, film production?
So for me, it's I would say it's actually working with people. And what I mean by that is, like, there's so many people that get into filming and stuff like that, and the focus becomes the shots and how the framing looks and everything, and they forget to build that like repertoire with the person that they're talking to. So particularly for us with videography, when we're working with another business, we want to know about you because you're passionate about your business, and we want that to shine through. And I just feel that some other people, not so much, but I mean, like, don't get that right, and there's too much focus on the technical and not enough on the emotional, if that makes better sense.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, I use a lot of tech in my business, and obviously, you know, with AI and things like that, there's an increasing opportunity with tech. But, you know, what makes a good film is the human side, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, tell me something that you wish you'd known earlier, you know, in this business journey of yours that might have made things a bit easier. Maybe a note to a younger Daniel.
I know it's a younger Daniel would simply have just have started videography sooner, because one of the things that I learned, so my background comes from acting and performing arts, but and so that's why we went down the theatre route. But actually, I love videography. It's the meeting people, seeing what they do, and then being able to promote and showcase that. I would have just gone, just go straight there. Get straight there, because that you'll love it. And I didn't realize how much I did love it until literally I started. It was an ends to a means to begin with, and now it's a passion. So yeah, get straight in videography is what I would have said.
It's really interesting, actually. That's not the first time that I've heard people saying what I would have said is do it now, you know, don't wait, don't keep putting it off. So yeah, it's a sign that you're enjoying what you're doing, which I think came through when you're talking about the passion
Oh yeah, definitely, we love it.
there. So did you have any mentor in your journey, you know, someone who kind of took you under your wing or you know, gave you advice you thought, yeah, that's
So yeah, definitely. There was my grandfather, who's sadly no longer here with us. He was actually a freelance cameraman. He used to work at the old Diamond Cable up in Braunston, for those people old enough maybe to remember that. But when that all came down, he just, like I say, operated freelance. He mostly worked with filming music videos for upcoming bands and things like that. And he literally made this living out of being a freelance cameraman. And I remember as a kid, he used to plug his camera into the TV and we'd be on the TV, so to speak. I think that's where my passion for acting sort of came from and stuff. And yeah, we'd sit down when he was here and we'd talk about shots and filming and all that sort of thing, and he was just a great inspiration, really.
Oh, it's brilliant. Brilliant to hear. I can remember as well the suddenly being, like you say, on the TV. Like, ah.
Yeah, in my head, we were actually on TV. Not that it was just our screen in this one house, like, you know,
Yeah.
millions of people were seeing me, but obviously they are.
And the thing, it gets people still, doesn't it? I mean, you know, from like the football games or whatever, when they're panning around the crowd and all of a sudden somebody realizes that they're on the big screen and they all act totally cool and naturally. No, they don't, do they?
I've been caught. I've got a friend who was in Australia and he was watching a Leicester game, and next minute I'm there at the match myself and the screenshot comes through and I was on the TV. He's like, "What are you doing at Leicester?" sort of thing. "Thought you spotted Man U." I'm like, oh, yeah. So yeah, you'll be on the TV whenever you least expect it, I suppose.
Yeah. So I was thinking about the past of seeing and your grandfather and how he kind of inspired you. What about nowadays? Is there anyone, you know, that you admire now, and why would that be?
This one's a bit cheesy, really, if I'm honest, but it's actually my mum. So my dad left about 3 5 years ago, and he's still around. We still all get on and we go out for meals and stuff together, all as a family, mum included. But mum then had to sort of get herself a full-time job, and she used to just work in a card shop. Now she's a PCSO, and she's out there doing that, and I think she works in the Knighton area. And you know, just to see the confidence that she's gained from that, and it's just like inspired myself. She also unfortunately suffers from fibromyalgia, so the ability that she just gets up and she does that every day, yeah, I quite admire my mum and her strength and where she's come from and what she's become now. I think she's quite amazing.
That's absolutely brilliant. I mean, sometimes people, you know, they talk about a specific business person because of their business acumen, if you like. But, you know, if we want to succeed in life, succeed in business, you know, like you say, there's so many qualities. And yeah, you might say it's cheesy, but that's really nice. Thank you for sharing that.
No worries.
So switching tack a little bit, obviously you already know a fair bit about the industry. Like you said, you've got an acting background and all the rest of it. What's something that you still want to learn?
I read this question a bit and I thought about it long and hard, and I thought it's not so much what I'd like to learn, but strive to improve on technique. So, you know, I think you can always improve on your camera work, always improve on your editing. There was an old acting teacher of mine who also sadly has passed away recently, and I did an amazing performance on stage as Scrooge for the college, and he come off and he said, "What did you think of that? Do you think you could have done better?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I could have probably done better, even though it was the best thing I'd done at the time." And he went, "Good, that's the right answer." He goes, "Because the moment you believe you've done the complete performance, you're no longer an actor. There's always something you could have done more." And whilst that was obviously direct advice as an actor, I feel you can apply that to many things. And that's not just my videography. That's like my football coaching as well. There's always something you could have done more. I'm not saying I'm striving for absolute perfection, but I think you just need to keep yourself open to ideas, learning more, developing. You know, videography itself is an industry that's always moving forward, as mentioned a bit before we came on. I think about AI and things like that in this industry. So there's always new things that are coming in, and you need to be open and willing to learn and develop well as technology moves on, I suppose.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I think you never stop learning, and I think there's more opportunities to learn nowadays than there ever were, you know, with the way that you got access to stuff that we didn't have, you know, perhaps when we were kids, etc. So, all right, we've talked about improving and all the rest of it. So confession time, what's one of the biggest mistakes you've made, and what did you learn from it?
I don't know if it's a mistake, but I do feel, so a long time ago when I started putting a team together, this was when we were doing theatre, I think my biggest mistake was taking a lot of people at face value. And what I mean by that, it's when you look at someone who runs a business and they're passionate, they're dedicated, and you have that drive. There were so many people I'd come across when I wanted to get them on board with me, and they'd go, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And then when it came to shove, you know, they didn't execute what they said, and it ended up making the whole process more difficult. And I think, you know, just finding genuine people is really important, you know, but particularly, you know, if you're doing something like what I'm doing exactly, where you need other parts of the team and the cogs. So I think that was a massive learning curve for me, because I just assumed that everybody would be as passionate and as dedicated, but anyone who's out there watching this who runs their own business, they will understand the hard work that actually has to go into it. You know, it's not all sunshines and rainbows, so to speak. You know, there's a lot of grinding and hard work, and, you know, sadly, in the very early days, admittedly, I was in my early 20s, there just were some people who aren't up for that.
Really good point. What about your proudest business moment?
Which sort of relates to the other one in sort of a way, because my proudest business moment is when myself, Liam and Nathan in particular sat down and had the meeting and said, "We're going to do videography and we're going to start," and we started. Because I think, as I said, you know, it's, you know, you hear so many people talk about things, "I'm going to do this and I'm going to do," and they just don't get started. And I think just get started and just, you know, "We're here" sort of thing, you know, "We're doing it," I think is massively important. I think because of that, that would be the proudest moment that's, well, led us, well, here today, I suppose, as well, doing this podcast with yourself, just getting started. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, brilliant. Yeah, I know, you know, if, like, for me, in my past, you know, I was going to start a company doing computer training, so IT training, especially for beginners. And I had, you know, two or three contracts just kind of on the side. And I was like, "Will I make that leap?" And at the time, I had a small kid, and I never did it. And always regret that. Think, yeah, that first step is a really big step. So yeah, brilliant. One of the one of the things that, that one of the other guests said is, can we ask a question for the next guest? I'm like, all right then. So this is a question from Natalie of Well and Kelly Legal. And she wants to know, what is your USP?
Oh, our USP. I would say we've got two USPs. I think for me, our first one and most importantly is we don't just want to make another business advert for your business. We want to make a promotional video that tells your story and explains your passion and all the hard work in your business and that sort of thing, really. You know, for me, it's, I want to be able to tell people's stories. I think one of the things I've learned doing this in so far is that you turn up on set and you learn so much about things that you just really didn't know about, but then you see the passion come from those people, and I think that's important to us. Our second unique selling point is a bit more straightforward. We have Nathan, who's our in-house composer. So all the music that we put to any video or publication that we do for you is like none of this royalty-free rubbish where you're trying to crowbar your video to fit the music. It's all composed. We do the edit first, and then the edit goes to Nathan, and then Nathan composes music as the client wishes to put to that. And I think that's very important. It gives us a unique edge, really, because we make it's all personal to you, from the story that you're telling us to the music that we put and that sort of thing.
I like that. I like that. And I know, again, from personal experience, you know, putting together different bits of media for clients that, like you said, crowbarring the music to be the right length is easy, but the right atmosphere and feel at the right point, while still being the right length, is not, you know, unless, like you say, you compose it from scratch. So fantastic stuff. All right, let's think about you then. If you weren't working in videography, which quite clearly is your passion, what's another career you'd like to attempt?
Oh, well, we've sort of touched on it earlier, but football coaching, but at an academy, definitely that. One of the jokes I have with the boys in the team is that me and my good friend, John Holland, we won the National Cup with the Year 11 boys team at the school we both worked at together. And from that, I jokingly call myself the special one. I'm joking, saying stuff like that. But yeah, coaching football and working with young people has always been a passion of mine. And it gives back to the community as well, which is why I love doing it. So yeah, I'd definitely probably be a football coach, I reckon.
Brilliant. I'll make it a three with you and John, see if I could join as well. That would suit me.
You'd love it.
Yeah. So what's something on your bucket list then?
A little bit geeky, I'm not going to lie. So one of the other colleagues of mine, Michael, me and him, he got me into anime. I'm a proper into anime. For those that aren't sure what that is, it's Japanese cartoons and manga, etc. And we both want to go to Japan and experience the culture. We've written it down as a target for in the next 2 years. We're going to go to Japan and do this bucket list and experience this culture and what have you. So, yeah, a little bit nerdy, geeky, but, you know.
All right, yeah, why not? It's insanely popular, I know that.
We've even got a lot of Waterstones here. I hadn't been in the Waterstones here in Market Harbour, and one day I just went upstairs, and there's a whole section of the manga and stuff up there, so that's pretty cool.
Wow, who knew? All right. Can you tell us, or maybe even show us, possibly, about a hidden talent you have that maybe people don't really know about?
You know what? I thought long and hard. I don't think I really have a hidden talent in particular. The only thing I can say is that I mentioned today we do make short films as well for just pure fun and entertainment. And we've got a film called Clown that's currently on the film festival circuit. Film festivals take place all over the world. Most of ours are in Europe, but we're a couple we've got into in India and the USA. And this film in particular, Clown, has won 19 awards thus far, across these film festivals. So I'd say that's probably our little hidden talent behind the videography, because, well, as I said earlier, the short films was the driving force to do the videography, and then the videography became, oh, you know, this could be the job, and that's the fun, so to speak. So yeah, that would be closest I've got to a hidden talent. I direct short films.
Fair enough.
All right. So where can we find you? Online, social media, website, etc.
So you can find us online at polarityfilming.com. Facebook and Instagram, both their web with the / polarityfilming. Or you can email us directly. It's still info@polaritytheatre.com. As I explained earlier, we've had a bit of a change, but at the minute, that's still the email address. And I think that's all that we've got going. Oh, we've got a YouTube channel as well, Polarity Film, and you can find some of our trailers for our short films and see the quality of our work on Polarity Filming on the YouTube.
Cool. Yeah, I was going to ask you if you had a YouTube, considering the industry that you're in. Okay, that's brilliant. Obviously, we'll have the all the links, etc., in the show notes on the site after the episode. Cool. So, anything else you'd like to share before we let you go?
Just to say, if you are looking for some sort of promotion, get in touch with us. We offer a free meeting with no obligation. We just want to discuss and hear your story, and if there's something that you like that we can do for you, we'd love to do it. So just give us a call, it's worth it. And let us try and promote your business and tell your story.
Brilliant, sounds fantastic. Daniel, great to meet you. Dear listener, okay, show some love for Daniel, checking out all the show notes, okay, links to their website, socials. As I said, they're on marketharborbiznetwork.co.uk/podcast. Even better, join in, leave a comment, a question, a suggestion. We really appreciate you, okay, listening to the show, and we want to make it as good as it possibly can. And hey, if you'd like to be a guest on the show as well, we would love to hear from you. Pop along to the website for more details. Daniel, once again, thank you very much. Been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. It's been amazing. Cheers.
Cheers.
You've been enjoying the Harborough Hustle, inspiring talks with local entrepreneurs. Please take a few seconds for whichever platform you're on, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever, to give us a thumbs up, a 5-star review, or a like, and please subscribe so that we know you're out there and so that you get to know about future shows. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show, please pop over to marketharborbiznetwork.co.uk/podcast for all the details, where you'll also find a summary of today's show, a transcript, some goodies, and all the links mentioned today.